Rambam has a beautiful thought, which is connected to this week's parsha. In this week's parsha, Parshas Bahar, the Torah talks about the Isra of Ainoa in Mechach and Memkir, and also Ainoa's Taborim. But there's an Isra of Ainoa's Mechach and Memkir that a person should not, when he's selling something, he should sell it appropriately, not overcharge. If there's any type of moon in it, he can't ignore the moon. He has to inform the person of the moon. That goes into this din of Ainoa. He also points out, Sir Pam in his Shmuz points out, that also goes into the sort of lifting Iver. Lifting Iver has two Yisur in it. The primary Yisur is to give somebody an Eitzah She'enah Hagenasloi, giving him advice or direction which is not good for him. So if I'm selling him something which I know has a defect, and that's not good for him to buy such a thing, and I'm convincing him to buy it, so that's equivalent of giving him an Eitzah She'enah Hagenasloi, an Eitzah which is not good for him. But that's not the point I want to get to. The point I want to get to is he ties us into the Gemara of Nasosa and Nasata ben Muna. The first question a person is asked after 120 years, that he's asked Nasosa and Nasata ben Muna, were you all of your business dealings, were they done ben Muna? So Muna means reliable. Means a person, every person says the person's going to be reliable and come through with it. He says also use the word ben Muna, because that's based on our Emunah in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Then he continues and he says, you know the famous story of Reb Safra, where in Makkos, the Mordechai says that Reb Safra was reading Shema, and somebody, he had an item to sell, and somebody came over to him and offered him a price for the item. Since he was saying Shema, he did not respond. The person mistakenly, thinking that the reason why he didn't respond because he wanted more money, offered more money. And this continued throughout the Rav Safra's recitation of Shema. When he finished Shema, that means the person had agreed to pay a larger sum. Rav Safra sold it to him for the smaller amount, the original amount. They asked him why the person was willing to pay more. He says, when he said to me the first number, I heard it, I was davening, but I did hear what he was saying, and I said, you know what, I'll sell it to him for that price. So I, at that moment, I already committed to sell it to him at that price, and therefore I kept what I thought. I once I decided I wanted to sell that price, I didn't want to. It's like, as far as I'm concerned, it's equipment that we made a deal already. So we made a deal already at that price. The deal is closed. He offered the price, I accepted the price. There's nothing more to talk about. It's all over. So he ties us into a concept of hektish. The law is by hektish, by hedyot, kinyanim do not take effect until there's an actual maisa kinyan. But by hektish, just saying something should be kurdish makes it kurdish. You do not need to do any maisa to make it hektish. Just amir alone. So Rav Safra was dealing with the interface which he has with another person with the same level of chumrah, the same level of care as if he was dealing with Kurdish. And just like I deal with something with Kurdish, I take it very seriously, and just a mirror alone is enough to make it true, because I'm so serious about it. It's so important to me. It's if I that alone creates the reality. I should treat my dealings between one man and another man with the same level of care and commitment and seriousness. If I made this commitment already, it's done. It's a reality. And this is actually a halacha concept, which he does not connect this to. There is a Gemara which talks about that there are certain types of commitments, legal halacha commitments, which are binding just by dibur alone. We do not need to do a kinyan. Hein hem adram haniknim b'amira, and the Rishas explains, because a person means it so seriously that therefore it can be nikna just with a mirror without a ma'isa. So we see that this is really the root of the concept of the kayach of that of kinyan is rooted in the level of seriousness, how much you really mean it. So if Safra dealt with any individual in any scenario with such a level of seriousness, if he said he's doing it, even if he thought he's doing it, it's as if he did it. And that's the understanding of Reb Safra's Maisa, that he kept his the kinyan based on his original thought. Have a good Shabbos.